Well, good morning. God bless everyone in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And I was just inspired to do a sharing, as normally on Thursday we have fellowship, but I wasn't able to make it yesterday on the fellowship as I'm currently working away from Bristol up in Andover, and I had a late one last night working to push the job forward before me and Amber travel to America. But it was just on my heart this morning. It's 6:55 a.m. and it was just on my heart to do a sharing to encourage everyone that we serve a great and mighty God, and you know, anything is possible to us who believe, and knowing that we are children of the Most High God. You know, we are called with a purpose, and we've been, you know, adopted into this wonderful, wonderful family of God, and we've inherited a wonderful inheritance from God. You know, we got that wonderful Holy Spirit, and you know, we can be really effective in our everyday living with our perception, with what's going on in our mind, you know, because we're the steward of our own heart. So we're the steward of our thought processes, because we really are, you know, strong. Like, God has made us strong. Like he said to Joshua, be thou strong. And like God has said that you are strong this day. And it's just believing what God is saying. You know, what God has said is what, you know, we believe and is what we hold to the most. Because, you know, the world has nothing to offer. We lived in the world. We lived by people's, you know, word of mouth, in a sense. You know, what we've learned, what we've understood in this life. And you know, becoming a believer is kind of putting those things away and now really holding to the truth of what God has said and what he has completed through Christ, because we are really complete in Christ. And so we have so much to offer because we've gained so much. And it's just understanding this as a believer that, you know, we are sons and daughters of God who loves us, who has called us, who has chosen us for this time to shine his great lights. And it's really, you know, just having that eye single, like Jesus Christ said, and being focused, not being taken with the cares of this life or the busyness of this life, but really, you know, having your heart focus on God, looking to him each and every day as we wake up, as we live our day by day, you know, because we may have very, very busy days, but it doesn't mean that God can be put to the side. Like, God can be first in everything that we do. And it's just, and I'm proving that in my own living and life, you know, with work, with, you know, family, you know, me, Amber, the three kids, there's five of us, you know. And it's just great because we can really be a great witness in this time to those around us, because people are still living in the cloud of the world, but we need to come out of the clouds and we need to come into the realm of the kingdom of heaven, which is kingdom heaven talk, you know. Like, it's really great how God has inspired and worked in my dad to do these podcasts. And I just think it's really, really great, because it is, when God stepped in, everything changed. And when you look at, I think anyone, if they look at their life, when they're busy with life, you know, sometimes God does get put back, and you know, our faith gets clouded. And this is why it's so important that we take that time to take a step back. Sometimes it's good to take that step away from the world. Like Christ, he took himself away to be with the Father, to pray, to be rejuvenated by him, because everything comes from God. God is the source of all our supply. And this is what we need to hold to, that God is the one, you know, not our jobs. You know, jobs come and go. But God is the one. If I have no work, God will still supply my every need, you know. And so again, we should have great confidence in this time. It shouldn't be so hard. Like for me, by the grace of God, I am living the abundant life. Because God designed that for each and every one of us. And now the way we live it is through our words, is through our mindset. And this is why the practices are so important of saying what you want, not what you see. You know, making your goals and your visions, writing them down, putting them on a board, working towards these things that God has put in our heart. Because as we do this, we are going to be blessed. So like God said in Deuteronomy 28, you know, those that hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, I will open the windows of heaven. I will pour you out a blessing. Your barns will be filled. Your cupboards won't be empty. It will be overflowing. Because when you do what God says, there's fruit, there's blessing, there's learning, there's wisdom. Everything that God does for us is profitable. And it's going to work. It's going to cause fruit. So if there's things in your life right now that aren't looking profitable, that aren't looking fruitful, this is what we take to God. And we ask Him what we do. What shall we do? What is the decision here, God? And God will show us what we need to do so that we're blessed, so that we're happy. And so, like, again, it's just a great position that we've been put in, because heaven has stepped into each of our lives. And so, you know, I just was just really inspired just to share these few things, because obviously I didn't get to share on the fellowship. So it's just in my heart, and I'm excited because, you know, it is a different life that we're living. And if you're still living the same life when you become a believer, then, you know, your own practices need to change. That's what I've seen. I've seen it. You know, I've said once I was a believer, but lived like the world and never kind of seen, only seen God in little bits. But God doesn't want half-hearted people. God wants your full divine attention. God says, I'm a jealous God. Like, He's a jealous God, and He wants you to put Him first by your free will choice. And so as we do this, we will be blessed. We will be directed. You know, the children of Israel wandered aimlessly because they didn't listen. So, when they listened, they entered the promised land. It's the same for us today. If we're not listening, we're not going to enter that promised land. We're not. We're going to be living like the world. We're going to be tossed to and fro, beaten by fears, worries, doubts. But that's not what Christ came for us to live like. Christ came for us to live like faith, confidence, trust in the Almighty God, moving in signs, miracles, and wonders, because our confession is unto wholeness. We're not double-minded, living in the world, living unto God. It's all for God. It's God, or you might as well just live in the world. God says, I'd rather have you hot or cold, not lukewarm, because I'll spew you out. Let's not be spewed out of the mouth of God through the flutteries of this life, but let's stand and let's be outstanding to those around us, wondering, who are you? I'm a son of God. And that's the key. Like, when they seen Christ, they must have said, who is this man? And we can have that a cause and effect to the people around us, especially those that know us, because they should see a massive change. The ones, our loved ones, they should see a massive change. You know, they should say, oh, he's gone a bit mad, but look at the power, look at the abundance. You know, because it's alien to the carnal world. And so we get to bring the reality of God's life and kingdom to this world. And let's not miss that opportunity. Let's not stay under the umbrella of the devil, of fears, worries, and doubt. But let's come out of the umbrella and let's walk in the sunshine. Let's walk in the light as He is in the light. And so, you know, we are powerful. And it's just understanding that we really do have purpose as sons and daughters of God. And looking at your life, saying, I'm, you know, maybe I'm not up to that stature. I'm not really gonna ever be like that person there. You've got to remove all those sort of things and walk into who God says you are. That you are confident, that you are strong, that you have all the ability to move by the Spirit of God. Because this ain't by our own strength, guys. This really is by the Spirit of God, and this is what makes it all easy, is the Spirit of God. And so that's kind of what was on my heart today. So I love each and every one of you, and God bless you. Have a great day.